Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? If he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. For those of us who love pets, this would resound in our life, the imagery of the shepherd tending the sheep. You see a good shepherd wanting to pasture the sheep to greener pastures. He tries to pasture them to where they will graze and be happy. The shepherd tenderly takes care of the sheep, perhaps because when it is time to sell them, there will be monetary gains. But more to that, if you do not love what you do, you cannot keep them. So when Jesus tells us this parable into this gospel, he is the one that looks after just one straying sheep. He doesn't care, not like he doesn't care, he does, but his attitude is to save the lost, is to be there for the downtrodden. This is the God we serve. He wants to identify with us. Imagine how God left his glory. Like John tells us, he left his glory. He left his mansion and came to live among us. And even those he came to identify with crucified him. He did not mind. He wanted to do it for us. Think about it this way. Where is the most unlivable place you can think of? Maybe in the third world. Think about leaving your mansion in Malibu or even here in South Pasadena and going to a place where you will be homeless. This is what God did. He left his glory and came to earth because he loves us. Today we celebrate San Juan Diego. He was born in 1474. He was a convert in his adulthood. He wasn't a Christian, wasn't a Catholic in his young days. He was already an adult. And the story has it that he was rushing home in 1531, thereabout, to go celebrate Immaculate Conception. And while on his way, what has changed the world today happened. Our Lady appeared to him in Mexico. Now we know the apparition as Our Lady of Guadalupe. And his life never remained the same. When he was still alive, because he passed maybe in 1548 or thereabout, testimonies abound about his hospitality to people who came to the pilgrimage center, and he shared his story. Now, here is my take. Juan Diego lived on this earth. And he saw the glory of God revealed through the apparition of our Blessed Mother. Heaven is not far from us. First lesson, heaven is not far from us. God wants to identify with us. Second lesson, the reality that God would always come to us from his abode, from his magnificent state of life. He lowers himself to be with us is something we must consider. If you are high up there, can you be humble enough to reach out to those who are low? And that is the crux of the sharing for me today. If God has put you high up there, can you identify with the lowly?